This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Joe Biden pledged on Friday that every American who wanted to would be evacuated from Taliban-ruled Afghanistan, with about 13,000 brought home so far. AP's Ed Donahue has details.
The pledge from President Biden.
Any American who wants to come home, we will get you home.
It's been a violent scene outside the Kabul airport as Americans and Afghans try to get out. Just who is there is not clear.
We're not going to know the exact number of people who are Americans are there. And those who may have come home to the United States, we want to get a strong number as to exactly how many people are there.
The president is facing criticism over the handling of the withdrawal of U.S. troops.
There'll be plenty of time to criticize and second guess when this operation is over. But now, I'm focused on getting this job done.
Evacuation flights have resumed at the Kabul airport. They had been delayed for hours. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The UN Refugee Agency says millions of Afghans caught in a rapidly changing and precarious situation are in desperate need of humanitarian assistance and protection. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
UNHCR spokeswoman Shabia Mantoum says her agency welcomes efforts of several states to evacuate at-risk Afghan nationals through bilateral programs. However, she says these programs should not overshadow the urgent need for a significant international response to deal with this prevailing crisis. Nor, she adds, should they hamper or preclude the possibility for Afghans to seek asylum in other countries.
UNHCR is calling on countries neighboring Afghanistan to keep their borders open in light of the evolving crisis in Afghanistan.
Some 200 UNHCR national and international staff remain on the ground in Afghanistan. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
This is VOA News. Hungry and homeless Haitians crowded relief trucks on Friday, and some stole desperately needed goods from the vehicles, according to officials and Associated Press journalists who witnessed the events. In the small port city of Lekai, witnesses saw people fighting and stealing food that was set for distribution from a truck parked outside a police station. The frustration over the pace of aid distribution has been rising for days, and the number of people gathering at aid distribution sites has grown. Many have been sleeping outside since a 7.2 earthquake hit Haiti last Saturday, killing nearly 2,200 people, injuring more than 12,000, and destroying or damaging more than 100,000 homes. Jacksonville, Florida has become a hot zone for coronavirus infections, driven by the highly contagious Delta variant and resistance to vaccines. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
In Jacksonville, the caseload at Baptist Health's hospitals is more than double last summer's, and Dr. Timothy Groover sees a change in the patients filling the wards.
It's attacking the younger, and the younger are sicker, and they're sicker quicker.
Baptist Health is making do by converting empty spaces, adding more than 100 beds. They're also working overtime to persuade people to get vaccinated.
It's one person reaching out to areas where they have influence, and I think that's how we win this game.
Florida currently accounts for about 20% of cases nationwide. I'm Ben Thomas.
A federal appeals court on Friday said a pause on evictions designed to curb the spread of the coronavirus can remain in place for now, setting up a battle before the U.S. Supreme Court. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
A three-judge appellate panel rejected a bid by landlords in Alabama and Georgia to end the eviction moratorium reinstated by the Biden administration after it expired last month. It's intended to help renters stay in their homes as the Delta variant surges. The landlords group says it plans to immediately file an emergency motion to the U.S. Supreme Court, which voted in June to keep the moratorium in place, but warned congressional action would be needed for any further delays. The landlords say the Biden administration caved into political pressure to reinstate the eviction ban. Some 3.5 million renters say they're on the brink of being evicted. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
On Wall Street, it was a positive day, with the Dow Jones Industrials adding 0.65%, the S&P gained by 0.81%, and the NASDAQ rose by 1.19%. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.